Little Richard called my house. But he called me up. This is what was real weird. I didn't understand why my brother called me. Because I admire him, because he's one of the, like, you know, like, trailblazers, rock and roll. Called my house up, and he said, Eddie, ooh, I've needed to talk to you for so long. Shut up. I need someone to play my life story, see? Because I'm the Quasar of rock and roll, and no one's ever done a show about me and it's something that needs to be done. I said, well, you know, send me the book on your life, because it was a book called The Quasar of Rock and Roll. And I sent me the book, and I read it. And in the book, it was like, you know, a bunch about rock and roll. Then it'd be like, then in 1950, I sucked my first dick. That dick sucking scene. How are we gonna shoot that? He was like, well, we don't have to do anything about sex. It can all be about rock and roll. And I said, well, look, man, you're the Richard. People know your image. If they do your life story just to be true to it, you gotta be real. You got to have a scene with you on the piano getting fucked in your ass. I don't know what people have to see that. Well, we don't have to. And I said, I'm not shooting that scene. You can't even fake it. You can't even put me on the piano and then cut to my face, then bring in a stunt ass and fuck that, then cut to my face going like this, then cut to some steam shooting out the ass. Oh, never mind, then. I'll get Prince to do it.